Dr. David Kessler is a former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He was appointed by President Bush in 1990 and left the FDA in 1997. He's currently dean of the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Kessler says that in his experience, interim directors of key public health agencies don't have the authority they need.
There's no way that you can take on the real tough issues without having permanent leadership. First of all, it takes a while to get used to the agency, and an interim is there only for months or a year, and it is really maintaining the status quo. So it's really a shame that we've gone this far without a permanent leadership. You know, I think the public, it just assumes that these agencies are doing their job. And it's only when a crisis happens and there's no head will the public focus on it. And I understand it's hard to find the right person to lead, but it certainly is very concerning.
They are important jobs, and yet many of your peers aren't interested in holding them.
Look at the profile, the qualifications that you would seek in an FDA commissioner. You probably want an MD. You want someone who knows food and drug regulation, who could manage a large agency of 10,000 people, who has Washington experience, who has a backbone of steel, who's acceptable to a Republican administration, who can be confirmed by a Democratic Senate, who's willing to accept a low salary with political uncertainty, willing to relocate and be subject to all the conflict of interest rules. So it's a very small pool, but the fact is that they are really great jobs.
How do the heads of these departments see themselves? Are they part of a team or?
In general, you wake up in the morning, you decide what you think is right, what is consistent with the policies of the administration, and you go about your job, usually with no one telling you what to do, and only hearing if you're wrong that you shouldn't have gone in that direction.
Does it vary by administration? I mean, does it have the same character in each administration?
Oh, I worked in both the Bush administration, Bush 1, and Clinton. They certainly are different. But I think in the end, all administrations come to understand, sometimes only after crisis, sometimes only after going through some rough times, do they learn that these agencies are absolutely vital.
Are the jobs the same as they were, say, 15 years ago, or have they evolved?
Now, these were jobs that people stayed in sometimes for decades. The average tenure of an FDA commissioner decades ago spanned sometimes 20, 30 years. You know, I stayed there about 6.5 years, and boy, it almost seemed like a lifetime.
Why is it so different now?
It's the white heat, the intensity, economic importance for just a vast array of industries comes to a head at a regulatory agency like the FDA. I remember my first speech. I looked out at the audience, and it was a football field filled with lawyers and lobbyists and Washington types, all of whose job was to influence the agency. A permanent director's job is to put their body in between that whole outside world, all that political pounding, and the people at the agency who do their work. A permanent FDA commissioner needs to take that pounding and absorb it and protect the rank and file.
Well, when you put it that way, it's a wonder anyone applies for the job.
I wouldn't have traded it for anything. The public depends on these agencies. And the people who go to work at these agencies love what they do. They believe in what they do. The job of the White House now, certainly for FDA, is to find the best scientist who cares about one thing and one thing only. And that's the public health.
Dr. David Kessler, former director of the Food and Drug Administration, now dean of the Yale School of Medicine.